Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
Here we are, smack dab on the 1st of April. There's a couple stories out this morning talking about all the things we have to look forward to in April. March Madness continues with the Final Four this weekend. The MLB season is in full swing. The Masters is this month. Super Mario Galaxy comes out today, which I'm thinking about taking my daughter to for her birthday if we want to drop $400 to go to a movie.
I know.
That Michael Jackson biopic comes out this month, too, which looks fantastic.
Yeah, and it's got his family all kinds of fighting, so I want to see that. I want to see that really bad.
New Star Wars show coming to Disney Plus. The Handmaid's Tale continues on Hulu.
That's still going on?
I guess so.
Really? Mm-hmm.
New Stranger Things spinoff that Tales from 85 premieres
the
this
cartoon
month.
Thing, right?
It looks okay. I don't know. Yeah.
I think I'm too grown for that, but
I'm with
who
you.
Knows?
I'm a little burnt out on all this. Everything Stranger Things. So.
Yeah, I went full on. Like, I really did. Like, full throttle. So, underwhelmed me a little.
A couple biggies. We got Passover starts tonight. Good Friday in 2 days. Easter's on Sunday, and then right up there with all that, National Burrito Day is tomorrow. And then according to my wife, all of my weekends are taken up in April. So there's that too.
Yeah. Already?
Already. I was talking to her just this morning, and every weekend is completely slammed. We've got something booked on every weekend this month.
I kind of hate that for
I
you.
Am unhappy.
I would be very unhappy, too. Like,
married life.
I was just talking to Josh about how I have this weird feeling about how I'm lonely, but also I don't want to hang out with people. So
yeah,
but
you were at that age, though.
Yeah. So when you say things like that, every weekend already you have something
planned. It's a big birthday month. There's a lot of birthdays this month.
Yeah.
So there is definitely stuff going on every single weekend amongst other activities that we have planned. But it's kind of a punch in the gut. When you look at the calendar, it's the 1st, and she's like, hey, guess what? We have no free weekends.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting.
So bad. Hey, on the heels of what you said, though, I just read an article the other day talking about people who are getting crap for being... Was it introverted and people, or they're being labeled antisocial? That's what it was. Mm. People are getting in their kitchen because they're antisocial and they don't want to do anything. And I perked my interest because it's like, that's me. Well, I don't really want to do anything anymore. But they were defending it because they're saying it's not being antisocial. It's just that you've grown and matured that you don't want to deal with other people's crap.
And
you're just not into it. You'd rather be alone, focus on your needs and wants and all that versus listening to everybody's problems and hanging out with people you just don't care for.
Well, not only that, I realized how hard it is to make friends when you're an adult, right? Like, if you already don't know these people and you're going out into the wild looking to make new friends, that's really hard. I had two parties over the weekend where it was kind of like that for me. There were a lot of people there that I was, like, introducing myself to. And that
Hi,
whole
I'm Katie.
Rigmarole, I know. And it's just, like, it was exhausting. Mm-hmm. I needed all of Sunday to recharge my battery because I saw so many people. And I was just like, it wiped me out.
Yeah.
So
we're just to the point where we're not antisocial.
Yeah.
I mean, you might have been a little bit.
No, actually,
you were being friendly to everybody.
I am. I'm nice. I'm a nice person. It's just hard to make friends out there. I don't know what it is.
And I just don't want any more friends. I just don't want to. I don't want to hear what's going on in your life. I don't care about what your kids are doing.
I mean, you don't care about that with your real friends already.
It's true. I have one really good friend, and I see him twice a year.
Yeah.
And that's enough.
Yeah.
And I actually invited him out for his birthday at the beginning of March. Because that was my second time I was going to see him. And he was busy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, thank God.